indignation. All right, all right, all right. We are live. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cjsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CJSF or 2573. This is Khoi Inge Shechlech from the Intlakepmuk territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkana, BC, and I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have an awesome show coming up for you guys. We have our subject is going to be on medicine, and we have some awesome music coming up from Truck Fighters, Dead South, Judas Priest, The Sword, Justin Johnson. So hopefully we have enough time for them all. We also have our regular co-hosts coming in, a few that are missing. But we have Wegedes coming up, our high-diving champion, and also his brother, Kitpu. Hopefully we get him on around in our show too. Also, we have Shkwait Shachlech coming up and Lady Faima. So stay tuned. We're going to start the show off with some awesome music from Truck Fighters. We welcome people from all over the world, from Germany, Australia, England, India, Japan, China, Russia, Ukraine, South America, New Zealand, everywhere in the world. Thank you for joining us. And lots of love to all of you. So we're going to start off with Truck Fighters, Freewheeling. So enjoy, everyone.
he fire 6 shots or only 5? To tell you the truth, I forgot myself and all this excitement. But being this is a 44 bag, the most powerful handgun in the world, that will blow your head clean off. You've got to ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
We're back. That was a big trip with Truck Fighters, Freewheeling. Their song, the name of their song was called Freewheeling. Man, that was pretty rhythmic for sure. Anyways, we have on our line, we have with us Wegedesk. How are you doing, Wegedesk?
Awesome. Eagle Nation, thank you so much. It's a real pleasure to be here.
Yes, for sure. We're going to get with our show. We're going to start it off right. And would you please and thank you lead us through some deep breaths?
Absolutely, bro. This is one of my favorite parts of the day, especially because I love deep breathing so much, and to share it with you and all our listeners from around the world. Thank you so much, Chief. This is a great opportunity for us to relax our bodies. So let's get ready for 3 deep breaths. We're going to try to relax our shoulders, our jaw, our lips, our belly as well. Let's try to be nice and heavy on the earth. And let's take 3 good deep breaths. Let's go. 3, 2, 1, all the way in through the nose. Oh, big exhale. Oh, yeah. All right, all the way in one more time. And on this exhale, oh, real emotional release. Yeah, totally got to let it all go. And one more time, all the way in. Oh, yeah, wow.
Ooh,
that's so pure. You know,
wow.
The oxygen is so intelligent. You know, it
awesome.
Feeds us
yeah.
so easily.
Absolutely.
So thank you so much for reminding us to get those in.
Absolutely. Thank you for bringing us through those deep breaths and getting us all prepared and ready for our subject and our awesome music. It's just a real privilege that you come in and lead us through those. So, yeah, we have subject today, and it's on medicine, and I'd love to hear your words on that.
Absolutely, Chief. And you know, one of the reasons why I advocate for doing our deep breaths is because the deep breaths are medicine. I used to do 10 meter platform high diving, where I was doing 3.5 flips, 4.5 flips, with 2.5 twists, and I had to have to execute these dives, such fine precision activities, and I was able to do it because my breathing was like so good. I was very practiced at running through drills, which caused me to deep breathe on an expert level. So for me, I know our show is all about empowerment, and our topic today being medicine, for me, I really want to encourage our listeners to understand that the real medicine is inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's our intuition, it's our guidance. Some people might call it God, some people might call it the universe, but it is a guidance that says, hey, you know, you shouldn't be doing this, or maybe you should be doing this, and this is going to help you. And if we fight it, we kind of get sick, and then we need kind of medicine. And some people call it repenting. You know, I really do believe that the universe will help us live healthy if we're helping the universe and those around us live healthy. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about the golden rule on our channel before, mm-hmm. you know, on our radio station, Eagle Nation, that is telling people about free voices and free choices. So how about you, Chief? What do you think about medicine?
Well, I think it really fits with our whole viewpoint on like the medicine wheel. And how each one of us has it inside us, you know, it's like a 4-segment wheel of spirituality, mental, emotional, and physical. And medicine can affect any one of those categories in our lives, and it can help us heal, because sometimes we do damage part of our medicine wheel, and we need to reconnect and rebuild and revive that part of our life, whether it be physical, spiritual, mental, or emotional. So when we do talk about medicine, we're talking about specific keys to unlock, as you were saying. Our bodies have the healing inside us, and medicine is just a key to unlock that medicine inside us to help us heal and grow and reach our potential.
For sure, and indigenous cultures all over the world have used plant medicine, and the pharmaceutical industry largely is maybe a bit of a knockoff of the plant medicine, knowledge avenue. So yeah, medicine is such a helpful thing for us, and healing, right?
Yes.
It's always nice to include healing and balance, and I really appreciate you mentioning the medicine wheel, because that's a four-pronged perspective to look at life, where you break it down into the physical, the mental, the emotional, and the spiritual, and you kind of ask yourself, how much in my life am I doing? Am I succeeding in my spiritual? Am I happy in my mental? Am I, you know, healthy in my physical? And you break it all down, and that's really that's high-level thinking, you know, and that relates to our last week's topic, legacy work. You know, these are really, really awesome subjects, and thank you for picking another awesome one, which will really help stimulate our mind.
Thank you so much for all that you've shared. Just awesome as usual. And we're going to continue on, because we don't have our president of Minicata Park this week. So
that's right. What's next, bro? What are we playing next?
Okay, we're going to get into some Saskatchewan boys out in the prairies. And it's their band called the Dead South. And the name of the song is called The Recap. So let's have a listen to that, and we'll be right back. Enjoy, everybody.
Yeehaw!
Yeah.
Let's go.
Woo! We'll be right back. That was the Dead South and the name of their song, The Recap. And I played that one because it reminded me of, like, in the past when I used to rely on so-called medicine and ended up in some pretty hairy situations. And so it, I just like to remind myself sometimes about, you know, those incidents in the past where I was just getting a little too wild and reckless. So,
definitely.
Yeah.
I've often caught me and my friends being kind of like hard on ourselves, like a friend's really concerned about their smoking or cannabis use or even drinking responsibly. And, you know, for me, in our family especially, we lost our sister to drug use, like hard drug use that kind of took its toll over a decade. And finally, you know, her spirit was released from her body here, which I think at that point was probably a good thing. And I do believe in reincarnation and all that spiritual evolution stuff. So, but again, the reason why I bring it up is because, hey, having a cigarette is not all that bad. There are a lot worse things out there. And I think if we can be appreciative for what we have around us, then the unhealthy stuff is just gonna fall away. You know, we just keep being appreciative. Everything we interact with, if we're taking it into our body, it is medicine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, food is a medicine. Alcohol is a medicine. I remember an elder talking about somebody's addiction as their medicine. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times we think, oh, no, that's not their medicine. That's their infliction. That's their poison.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in this elder's culture, it was more of an idea that, you know, they need enough of that until they're not going to want any more or can't have any more of it. And then they'll get on to their next, you know, level of evolution. So, yeah, medicine can take all kinds of different shapes and forms, just like everything else in this amazing creative universe.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's so true. And it really reminds me of, you know, there's a big theory called the stoned ape theory. And it's about, you know, our ancestors first getting in contact with basically psychedelics and a medicine that can, like, transform our brains and minds and creativity and everything. And so the theory goes that our ancestors started eating these mushrooms that were psychedelic and experimenting with other plants and various foods that could transform the brain and also open different aspects of our brain and lives to further our education and just our ability to connect with the rest of the world, which is it's pretty vital right now, especially the way that the sea is dying and the forests are being decimated. And, you know, it's affecting us. We see it through climate change. We see it through, you know, the destruction of our waters and our air and just our all-around lives. And so just going back to the whole getting into the psychedelics and DMT, which is pretty vital for, like, just our well-being, our health. It kind of connects us to our own spirituality, as we were mentioning, you know, our different parts of our medicine wheel, spirituality, and just getting in connection with that can help us to deal with other parts of our medicine wheel, such as the physical, the emotional, and the mental. So,
absolutely, yeah. And I got to say, explore responsibly. You know, like, I think everybody is different. And again, the true medicine is naturally inside of us.
Mm-hmm.
And there are plants and other you know, things that can help us explore that spiritual aspect of our medicine wheel, the mystery of life. And yeah, just do so responsibly. And it all helps us learn about ourselves, right? Mm-hmm. It's very, very unique experience that each one of us is living in as we get to maybe build our relationship mm-hmm. with our community and maybe our creator. And yeah, so thanks, Chief, again, for you and everybody at the station and our listeners, you know, Magnus and Carnivore and, you know, all these amazing guys that are running that show every day. Thank you so much for being there, guys.
Yeah, yeah. Jesse and Robin and Jujul and Chris and all the rest of them here that really keep our program up and going. It's just so important that, you know, we all work together and just be positive and help each other out in this wild world. So yeah, definitely. And we thank, and I thank you for coming on our show live and just sharing all your knowledge and what you've experienced and just share with all of us to
absolutely. And what song are you going to play next, and then we'll get my brother Kitsu online.
Okay, well, first we're going to get with the pick of the week of Shkwait Shachlach, Judas,
yeah, yeah.
And he's got a song picked out from Judas Priest, and it's one of their latest ones called Panic Attack. So we'll have a listen to that, and we'll get on with our show. So stay tuned, everyone. Here goes. All right, we're back. That was Judas Priest, Panic Attack, and that was the pick of the week of Shkwait Shachlech, and we have him on the line with us. How are you doing, Shkwait?
Oh, I'm doing as well as can be.